Hi, did you know that The Clash's Rock the Casbah was written after the banning of rock music in Iran? So when you see comments of people, stupid-ass people, saying punk is not political and to keep politics out of punk, you have got to be the dumbest motherfucking person on this whole goddamn earth. Because punk has always been political. Always. And you may not agree with it. Sometimes, like, there's going to be things that are going to be said you're not going to agree with it. I'm not against so many things, but there's so many things that we learn from the past. And from the past, it's been always about real shit that's going on. It's not just about, like, getting trash and doing this, doing that. It's always been political. So, like, it drives me insane when I see comments of stupid-ass people that probably don't know how to read. Because when you see lyrics of songs, do you not read them? Like, do you not fucking know how to read? Because reading is fundamental. If you don't know how to do that, then you should really go to school or get your head out of your ass and take a reading class, because you are the dumbest motherfucking person on this earth. So welcome to the episode of Nevermind Broadcast, and I'm your host, Izzy Smut. So this first band, they're called Ty. They're from Detroit, Michigan, and they released a music video for this song, New Devil Tattoo. I like how the guitar sounds in it. It's a really cool song, and their genre is egg punk, which I'm slowly learning about it. It's kind of like garage punk, or I think it is, but it's basically like that raw lo-fi sound, which I've been gravitating towards lately, because I feel like punk shouldn't be perfect. It should be whatever the fuck you want it to be. And a lot of times people are trying to make it sound like pristine and perfect and beautiful. It's not Celine Dion, bitch. It's fucking punk rock. Fucking punk rock, it should be dirty. It should be fucking messy. It should be, like, raw. Like, you're looking at it live, and that's what it should be. That's punk rock. Not all this, like, let me sound really beautiful and do some auto-tune and make it sound gorgeous. Who gives a fuck about that? That is not punk. So, anyways, go back to this song. This band is awesome. They have Bandcamp. They have Instagram. Check them out. Badass song. And the video is pretty fucking cool, too. So this is Ty with New Devil Tattoo. That was Ty with New Devil Tattoo. And this next band are coming from San Jose, California. They're a garage punk band with influences include Chuck Berry, Dick Dale, and the Ramones, which those are bad influences. It's pretty cool because it brings you surfy to punk to just rock and roll. And they're called Johnny Manic and the Depressives. And this song is called Sick of Feeling Sick. You know, when you're sick, it fucking sucks. I don't know if they meant that literally, but You know, being sick just sucks. So I understand that feeling. I hate being sick too. But yeah, this is an awesome song. It's just very, it's very rock and roll. It's very like garage fun. Like that. That's the kind of stuff that I want to listen to right now. I'm really feeling that at the moment. And you know, sometimes I just want to be in a mood to just jump around and enjoy myself. So, and I hope that they play a show in Connecticut at some point. So this is Sick of Feeling Sick by Johnny Manic and the Depressives. That was Johnny Manic and the Depressives with Sick of Feeling Sick. So this next band are from Seattle, Washington. They're called The Scoffs. They just released their album called Factories in Heaven. You can listen to that on Bandcamp. It's very cool. It's a very old school punk vibe. So it's just late 70s, early 80s. Check out their stuff that they have. And Seattle, Washington, where are you at? You've been coming, now you're bringing back the music scene, which I love. So this band rules, check them out, The Scoffs with Never Might Be Too Soon.
Don't know how much that I can take before my
So that was the Scoffs with Never Might Be Too Soon. And this next band, I've had them on my show before. They're called Lame Ass Dads. And they're a pop punk band. And they did a cover of Your Love, the Outfield cover. They're from Ohio. They're inspired by Blink-182, Bad Religion, The Descendants. Just good influences to be inspired by. And they're just fun. And I think the name of the band is cute, Lame Ass Dads. Even though they're a dad band, I still think they're not lame. I think they're cool. So maybe it's Cool Ass Dads they should be called. But, you know, I don't make the decisions in that band. But still, check them out. This is an awesome cover. Usually, I don't get many covers. But when I do, I'm like, hell yeah. Especially when it sounds better than, you know, the original, I'm gonna play it. So this is Your Love by Lame Ass Dads.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. There's so many things that I wanna say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just wanna use your love tonight. I don't wanna lose your love tonight. Got many friends I can talk to. No one's around when I'm in trouble. You know I'd do anything for you. Stay the night but keep it undercover. I just wanna use your love tonight. But I don't wanna lose your love tonight. I try to stop my hands from shaking. Just something in my mind's not making sense. It's been a while since we've been all alone. I can't hide the way I'm feeling. As you're leaving, please won't you close the door. And don't forget what I told you. Just cause you're right don't mean I'm wrong. Another shoulder to cry upon. I just wanna use your love tonight. I don't wanna lose your love. I just wanna use your love tonight. I don't wanna lose your love tonight. I just wanna use your love tonight. I don't wanna lose your love.
So that was Your Love by Lame Ass Dads, and we're at the last song of the episode. Again, thank you very much for people that have listened, supported the show, and as always, send me songs at izzysmut@gmail.com. I'm always looking for music. Tell your friends, tell your mom, tell your side piece, tell your gumar, tell your side hoe. I don't care. Tell everybody you got that I'm always looking for music. So thanks again for listening. This last band, they're from Philadelphia. They're called the Membranes. They're the greatest rock and roll band, and they are. And I like the title of the song. It reminds me of, you know, my 2000s Genie in a Bottle with Christina Aguilera, but this, they didn't cover that, but it's called Genie in a Bottle. But what I love about this band is that they're sleazy. Like, I just love the vibe of this band, the rock and roll vibe, because that's, you know, a lot of people are quick to say rock and roll is dead. It's not. It's actually underground. It's really cool because, like, it's just like with punk, too. Like, a lot of music have gone underground because mainstream music is such garbage. You know, like, people, it will come up. Like, a lot of times people have a lot to say about it. But I will say, everything has gone underground, and I think that's for the best. Because if everybody liked it, then it would be fucking lame. But I like this band a lot. You know, I am, you know, excited for this band. I definitely think they're an awesome band. So definitely check them out. This is from their release. This is called Genie in a Bottle by the Membranes and Brought Out.